Remote, I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is focused on defeating the Islamic State group as his multi-nation tour of Europe continues Monday. The top diplomat urged allies to maintain the same focus on defeating ISIS, with a particular focus on countering its affiliates in Africa. He spoke at the start of a meeting of the Global Coalition to Defeat ISIS. Blinken noted that 10,000 ISIS militants are being detained by Syrian Democratic Forces. The top U.S. diplomat announced $436 million in additional humanitarian aid, for Syrians and communities in surrounding countries that have been hosting Syrian refugees. Pope Francis met privately with Secretary Blinken on Monday in Rome. He expressed his affection and attention to the U.S. people. The Vatican said the two men spoke for about 40 minutes, which is a good deal of time since Blinken isn't the top U.S. administration leader. Blinken received a guided VIP tour of the Sistine Chapel before his sit-down with the Pope. Rescue workers in the United States are heading into a fifth day of digging through the rubble of a partially collapsed condo building outside the U.S. city of Miami, Florida. They are still holding out hope of finding survivors. The death toll stood at 9 on Monday, but more than 150 people remain missing in Surfside. Families of the missing rode buses on Sunday to a site nearby from which they watched rescuers work. Israeli Diaspora Affairs Minister Nachman Shai led a humanitarian delegation that included several Israeli experts in search and rescue operations. He said the experts have told him of cases where survivors were found after 100 hours or more. This is VOA News. The U.S. Defense Department says the military conducted airstrikes against what it says were facilities used by Iran-backed militia groups. The strikes happening near the border between Iraq and Syria. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says the militias were using the facilities to launch unmanned aerial vehicle attacks against U.S. troops in Iraq. Kirby says the U.S. military targeted three operational and weapons storage facilities Sunday, two in Syria and one in Iraq. He is describing the airstrikes as defensive. At least seven people have died and dozens have been injured in an explosion in Bangladesh's capital. Police and fire officials say the explosion Sunday evening damaged vehicles and surrounding buildings in Dhaka's Mugh Bazar area. Dhaka Metropolitan Police Commissioner Shafiqul Islam told reporters at least seven people have died in the blast. The nature of the explosion could not be immediately determined. Saif al-Islam Gaddafi hasn't been seen in public since his rebel captors released him from detention in 2017. But he appears now to be mulling a run for Libya's president in elections the United Nations and Western powers are pressing for in December. Saif is the son of the late Libyan autocrat Muammar Gaddafi. The prospect of Saif figuring in the elections is unnerving Western diplomats and international democracy advisors. They say Libya's troubled peace process has enough major obstacles to overcome without Gaddafi's son, who is a highly polarizing figure. Saif is wanted by the International Criminal Court on war crime charges. He has been talking via intermediaries with Western media. Intermediaries say a major U.S. newspaper has conducted a formal interview with him, which is slated for publication next month. Record numbers of Venezuelans are crossing the U.S.-Mexico border as overall migration swells. Unlike the farmers and low-wage workers who come from Mexico or Central America, the Venezuelans include bankers, doctors, and engineers. They're fleeing turmoil in the country with the world's largest oil reserves and pandemic-induced pain across South America. The increased number of Venezuelan migrants is a harbinger of a new type of migration that has caught the Biden administration off guard: pandemic refugees. We have more stories for you on voanews.com. Go there for the latest. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
VOA 1.